Every night, more than 2,800 people sleep outdoors in Seattle. Hundreds sleep in tent camps throughout the city. People like Will Lodansky. He testified yesterday at the Seattle City Council.
Unsanctioned encampments are a big problem. We know that. Sanctioned encampments that we want to put up will actually be a safe, decent place for people to live. It's the quickest, cheapest way to do it.
Yesterday, a city council committee voted to allow up to 3 camps on private and city-owned land. Each camp could provide shelter for up to 100 people. Councilmember Mike O'Brien spearheaded the proposal. He spoke with KUOW's Bill Radke about why he supports tent camps.
You know, it's really, frankly, discouraging that in a city that continues to generate as much wealth as Seattle, that we can't find more permanent housing for everybody. But until we pass things like the linkage fee to fund more affordable housing, the reality is there are thousands of people sleeping every night without shelter. And it's giving some more options for those folks that are currently on the street that want to come into an organized encampment with community where they can feel more safe and their items are more secure. They will benefit from these encampments.
You say you wish for a more permanent approach. These tent camps can stay in one single location for 2 years maximum. Why not a more permanent approach?
Well, I think it's important to acknowledge that these tent cities or encampments are not permanent solutions. You know, the permanent solution that's acceptable to me is we need to have people in permanent housing. And we're working hard to figure out how we address the affordable housing crisis in our city. But in the meantime, when we have people sleeping under bridges, in doorways, in parks, in informal encampments, it's safer for folks if we can have some organized structure around that and get them into more formal encampments. And I just want to make sure that the city, if we have some land that's available, that there's a legal process to go through so that those encampments can occur while we work on the long-term problem.
Well, let's talk about which land is available. Under this proposal, homeless camps would be allowed in industrial areas, commercial, downtown, not in residential neighborhoods. Some camp residents call that redlining. Why can't they live where other people live?
I think it's a fair question. I supported the amendment to at least look at the residential zoning. You know, the main focus for me is not whether it's commercial or residential. It's going to be, are these folks, do they have good access to services, good access to transportation? And in some cases, that is in residentially zoned property. Now, the city doesn't own a lot of residential zoned property, so I don't know that it's going to have a big effect on how the city's land plays out. But I think it's a fair question that people ask, and we should be looking at it.
How does this Seattle plan fit into King County's long-term vision for ending homelessness?
The leaders at the 10-year plan to end homelessness have spoken in favor of this. And while in an ideal world, we would have everyone immediately go into permanent housing, in today's world, the reality is we don't have that housing existing, so we're trying to find other solutions, like our road to housing program for people living in cars, and now we're going to have a city-administered encampment program. And so these are temporary solutions until we really solve that underlying problem.
Seattle City Council member Mike O'Brien supports this city plan to regulate up to 3 homeless encampments in Seattle. Why is this an issue that matters to you personally?
You know, I've done the one-night count 3 or 4 times in the last 5 years. You know, out there on a cold January night, seeing people that are sleeping at 3 or 4 in the morning without shelter. And, you know, it's so hard when you drive around the city and you see the wealth that we generate in the city. What kind of society are we where we have people that can't find just a minimum of shelter in our system? And so it's critically important to me, and I think so many of us, that, you know, what a just society looks like is shelter is a basic need, and we need to figure out ways so that everyone in our community, regardless of what they're going through right now, has access to kind of that minimum requirement to survive.
Seattle City Council member Mike O'Brien speaking with Bill Radke. Yesterday, a city council committee voted to allow up to 3 camps in Seattle. The full council will vote on the proposal on March 23rd.